M77 recording length 17 minutes and 45 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 77 Spiral Galaxy M77, NGC 1068, Type SB, Incitus Cetus M77.jpg, Right Ascension 02, 42.7, H colon M, Declination, 00, 01, Deg colon M, Distance 60,000, Cli, Visual Brightness 8.9, Mag, Apparent Dimension 7x6, Arc Min, Discovered 1780 by Pierre McGain, Messier 77, Million 77, and GC 1068, is a conspicuous spiral galaxy situated in constellation Cetus, with its bright active galactic nucleus, AGN. It is the prototype of an active galaxy, and a famous group of these objects called Seyfert galaxies, after their discoverer. When Pierre McGain discovered this object on October 29, 1780, he described it as a nebula. Charles Messier included it as number 77 in his catalogue on December 17, 1780, and misclassified it a cluster with nebulosity, perhaps because of foreground stars, or possibly mistaking some of its nuts for faint stars. M77 is one of the first recognized spiral galaxies, and listed by Lord Rosse as one of 14 spiral nebulae, discovered to 1850. This magnificent galaxy is one of the biggest galaxies in Messier's catalog, its bright part measuring about 120,000 light-years, but its faint extensions, which are well visible e.g. in the DSSM image, going perhaps out to nearly 170,000 light-years, its appearance is that of a magnificent spiral with broad structured arms, which in the inner regions show a quite young stellar population, but more away from the center, are dominated by a smooth yellowish older stellar population. M77 is about 60 million light-years distant, approximately the same distance but another direction as the Virgo cluster, and is receding from us at about 1,100 km/sec, as was first measured by Vesto M. Slipher of Lowell Observatory in 1914. It was the second galaxy with a large measured redshift after the Sombrero Galaxy, M104. R. Brent Tully's nearby galaxies catalog gives a somewhat smaller value for the distance, 47 million light-years, and values in other sources are spread both below and above the Virgo cluster value. The higher values would make M77 the most remote Messier object. From investigations of the inner disk's rotational velocities, E. M. Burbidge, G. R. Burbidge and K. H. Prendergast, 1959. Found that M77's inner disk is inclined against the line of sight by 51 degrees. They estimated the inner disk's mass at 27 billion solar masses, while the total mass of this galaxy must be of the order of 1 trillion solar masses. This galaxy is unique and peculiar because of several reasons. First of all, its spectrum shows peculiar features in the form of broad emission lines, indicating that giant gas clouds are rapidly moving out of this galaxy's core. At several 100 km/sec, this feature was first discovered by Edward A. Pfaff of Lick Observatory in 1908, Pfaff 1909, who identified six planetary nebula type, emission lines, H beta, OII, 3727, North III, 3869, OIII, 4363, 4959, 5007. Confirmed by Vesto M. Slipher at Lowell Observatory in a much better spectrum in 1917, Slipher 1917, and particularly mentioned by Edwin P. Hubble in his historic paper on extragalactic nebulae, of 1926, Hubble, 1926. It classifies M77 as a Seyfert galaxy of type II. Type I Seyfert galaxies exhibit an even larger expansion velocity of several 1,000 km/sec. It is the nearest and brightest representative of this class of active galaxies. This remarkable class of galaxies is named after its discoverer, Carl K. Seyfert, who described them first in 1943. Seyfert 1943. An enormous energy source is required to generate this velocity, which must sit in the galaxy's core or nucleus. This core was found to be a strong radio source, which was discovered by Burbard Martin Mills in 1952 and designated Cetus A. and listed as 3C71 in the Third Cambridge Catalogue of Radio Sources. It was investigated optically with the Hubble Space Telescope, infrared investigations with the 10-meter Keck telescope by Caltech astronomers have revealed a strong point-like source, less than 12 light-years in diameter, and surrounded by an elongated structure of 100 light-years extension, a concentration of stars or interstellar matter. These structures were not apparent in the Hubble images in the visible light. M77, as well as other Seyfert galaxies, has been known to be bright infrared radiators since some time. It were Donald E. Osterbrook and R.A.R. Parker in 1965 who brought up the hypothesis that the active nuclei of Seyfert galaxies might be thought of as miniature quasars, quasi-stellar radio sources, according to Burnham. This view has been confirmed now by decade-long research. Probably all types of active galactic nuclei, AGNs, including Seyfert nuclei, radio galaxies, quasars, BL Lacerte objects, and others, are caused by the same physical reason, a central supermassive object which accumulates gaseous matter from its surrounding neighborhood. The variety of observed phenomena is simply a consequence of different viewing angles and different rates of matter supply falling into the objects. In case of M77, the central object which is responsible for the Seyfert activity has been found to have a mass of about 10 million solar masses, via IR observations from Caltech. Radio astronomers of the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, NRAO, and the 100-meter diameter radio telescope of the Max Planck Institute for Radio Astronomy at Effelsberg, Germany found a giant disk of some 5 light-years diameter orbiting this object, which contains water molecules, NRAO Puerto Rico of January 15, 2000, in the inner disk of M77 surrounding the active nucleus, near the active center. M.F. Walker has found emission nebulae with considerable expansion velocities. Intense star-forming activity in an inner bar was found to take place by the ultraviolet imaging telescope on its Astro 1 space shuttle mission. These star formation regions are among the brightest known, and perhaps the most luminous within a distance of 100 million light-years from us. Halton Arp has included M77 as number 37 in his catalog of peculiar galaxies, a spiral with a low surface brightness companion on ARM. M77 is the dominating member of a small physical group of galaxies, which includes NGC 1055, type SB, and NGC 1073, type SEBC, as well as UGC 2161, DDO27, type IME. UGC 2275, DDO28, type SM, designating a morphological type between spirals and irregulars, and UGC 2302, DDO29, type SM, and the irregular galaxy UGC 44 and the SBC barred spiral Markarian 600, NGC 1087, SC, NGC 1090, S, and NGC 1094. SEB, are nearby background galaxies, as their much higher redshift indicates. Info from Burnham, Tully, and the Sky Catalog 2000.0. M77 can be easily found 0.7 degrees east from the 4th mag star Delta Ceti. Its central 2 arc minutes dominate the view of this almost face-on spiral galaxy in amateur telescopes, and shows remarkable detail with higher magnification in larger instruments. NGC 1055 is situated about 0.5 degN/W of M77, and visible as a 3-long edge on spindle, aligned about east to west, of about mag 10.6 11th mag. NGC 1073 is about 1 degN/E of M77, a face-on disk of 5 diameter, with a prominent 2x1 bar elongated at about position angle 60 deg. Messier 77 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre Mcain October 29, 1780. Messier, M77, December 17, 1780. 77 2H 31 meters 30s, 37 D 52, 33, 0 D 57, 43, Mcain, 37 D 52, 58, 0 D 57, 44, cluster of small stars, which contains some nebulosity, in Cetus and on the parallel of the star Delta, reported of the third magnitude, and which M. Messier estimated to be hardly of the fifth. M. Cain saw this cluster on October 29, 1780 in the form of a nebula. William Herschel P.T. 1818 B. Reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 601, the 77th of the Connaissance, M77 equals NGC 1068, 1783, 7 feet telescope, an ill-defined star, surrounded by nebulosity, 1801, 1805, 1809, 1810, 10 feet telescope. It has almost the appearance of a large stellar nebula. 1783, 1785, 1786, 20 feet telescope, very bright, an irregular extended nucleus with milky chevelure, 3 or 4 minutes long, near 3 minutes broad, 1801, 1805, 1807, large 10 feet telescope, a kind of much magnified stellar cluster. It contains some bright stars in the center, with 171 its diameter is 1.17, with 220 it is 1.36. From the observations of the large 10 feet telescope, which has a gauging power of 75.82, we may conclude that the profundity of the nearest part of this object is at least of the 910th order. John Herschel, 1833, H262 equals M77, Sweep 108. November 24, 1827, Ra 2H 33 meters 58.2s, NPD 90D 43, 43, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, not VL, R, PSBM, has asterisk 2, dist 40 deg SF very bright, not very large, ground, pretty suddenly brighter toward the middle, has a star 2, distant at 40 deg south following, Smythe, CX 110, M77, CX 77 million SETI, R2H 34 meters 30s, deck S0 D 41.2 mean epoch of observation, 1836.78 October 1836, around stellar nebula, near delta in the whale's lower jaw, and about 2.5 deg from gamma on the line towards epsilon, or S by W. This was first classed by M. Messier, in 1780 as a mass of stars containing nebulosity. It is small, bright, and exactly in a line with three small stars, one preceding and two following, of which the nearest and largest is a ninth magnitude to the SF south following. Say, there are other minute companions in the field, and the place is differentiated from Gamma Ceti. This object is wonderfully distant and insulated, with presumptive evidence of intrinsic density in its aggregation, and bearing indication of the existence of a central force, residing either in a central body or in the center of gravity of the whole system. Sir William Herschel, after repeatedly examining it, says, from the observations of the large 10-foot telescope, which has a gauging power of 75.82, we may conclude that the profundity of the nearest part is at least of the 910th order, that is, the 910 times as far off as the stars of the first magnitude, Web 1 deg F following, east of delta, a little less south, small, faintish, very near a 9 milligram star. H. William Herschel thought it at least 900 times more distant than 1 milligram star, but quit these infernos now. Lassell Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, Volume XXXVI, 36, Drawing on Plate I. Fig. 1, John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 600, GC 600 equals H 262 equals M 77, Ra 2H 35 meters 30.2s, NPD 90 D 35, 56.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, PL, IR, SBMRRN, asterisk 130 deg, 2. 13 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, very bright, pretty large, irregularly round, suddenly brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus which is partially resolved / some stars seen near the nucleus, a star at position angle 130 deg, 2, distance, remark, figure in PT 61 Lord Ross 1861, plate XXV, fig 6, Dreyer, 1877, GC 600, H262077, drawing in Lassell, plate I, Fig. 1, Dreyer, and GC1068, and GC1068 equals GC600 equals H262, gain, M77, Ra 2 H35 meters 31s, NPD 90D 36.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, PL, IR, SBMRRN, equals M77 very bright, pretty large, irregularly round, suddenly brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus which is partially resolved slash some stars seen near the nucleus. Remark. Figures in PT 61 Lord Ross 1861, plate XXV, last 2 Lassell, Memoirs or 8S volume XXXVI, plate I, Fig. 2, LDR observations of nebulae and clusters at Bicker Castle, 1848-78, Transactions Royal Dublin Society, NS volume the 3rd, plate I, Lick VIII photographs of nebulae and clusters, made with the Crossley reflector, by James Edward Keeler, director of the Lick Observatory, 1898-1900. Publications of the Lick Observatory, Volume VIII, 1908, Plate 7. The Spiral Nebula M77 SETI, P30, and GC1068, RA equals 2:37:34, DEC equals 0:26.3, 1900.0. 1077 P45, number 7, and GC1068, 1899 December 3rd, XP3H00M, ENL7.2, Top S, M77, Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, LICOBS, number 13, part 1, P9, 42. And GC1068, RA equals 2:37.6, DEC equals 0:26, Messier 77 SETI, PUBL, LICOBS, Volume VIII, Plate 7, a very bright and beautiful spiral 2.5x1.7, in PA20 DEG, several almost stellar condensations on the periphery of the brighter central portions, near the bright nucleus, which is apparently not stellar. The whorls are compactly arranged, 11SN, content car as if SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to MP3 by SpokenText.net, quick and dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.